fire hydrant that was in the intersection. We picked a corner, New Jersey American, said, well, listen, if you go to the other corner, we'll, you know, loop this, we'll cap this, we'll get out of your way, we'll be fine. Okay, no problem. We got red line markups from New Jersey Natural Gas going up Peak Street. That showed the gas line on the one side of the road, so we avoided it, went to the other side during design. However, once we got to construction and we started digging test pits and locating everything, the gas line was on the other side of the road from what they gave us. Their own markups were wrong. The lines that they put in out of the Highland Avenue were absolutely direct conflict with our drainage lines. The water company that said they were going to loop and cap and get everything out of the way, they were right in the way. All that takes coordination with utility companies to A, try to relocate the utility lines, B, some redesign on our part, trying to get away from them now, and in some cases, the drainage structures themselves had to be recast because just you couldn't chop the other ones up enough to get them to work. So that was a large delay at South Peak. Moving over to Miller, the same thing. Back in March, as all of you are aware, I'm sure, we had that massive water main break on the hill. That was a 12-inch main that blew. The line did not break. The joints came apart. It was a 12-inch main, high pressure, came down the hill, had a 90-degree bend in it, which was an absolute disaster waiting to happen. That was put in years ago, way before I was even born. We were coming up the hill with the drainage, and the only thing that was holding that pipe together was the dirt that was there in front of it. The threaded rods that clamped those sections together corroded out so bad that they actually chiseled down to points. And we actually saved a couple, and we have plenty of photos for that. We're actually trying to recoup some of that cost back to New Jersey American. But that created another large delay in the project. It got to the point where a couple weeks later, we met with New Jersey American after they cleaned up all their problems. We got to, get everything stabilized. New Jersey American met us out in the field again with their own markouts. Their own supervisor couldn't make head or tail of his own markouts. We're looking at the road and said, no, this is all wrong. This isn't right here. So now we had a redesign based on what they're telling us now, because the original information they gave us wasn't even close to being accurate. Didn't show a 90, showed the pipes in different sizes. They didn't even have the right sizes underneath that ground. So it was another redesign to get this through. We hit that all the way up Miller Street. Now again, structures had to be...
And we're paying for this all along?
You weren't paying for this all along at all. Basically, it was a delay. Contractor understood. Contractor was requesting delay claims. We tried to keep them at bay, minimize, and truth be told, K&R, who was the drainage subcontractor, he pulled out for a while because he said, listen, I've got a cruise, I've got machinery that, I've got to work. So while the utility companies are messing around trying to figure out what they need to do or where their lines actually work, because they couldn't even verify their own markouts, he vacated the site. So I had to try to get him back. All right, that was another delay. I mean, this has been a delay upon delay upon delay. Even when we got to the Woodland intersection, those drains are an important part of the other project that's going on right now, because the drains coming down Woodland tie into the drains of the Highland. So you can't mess around with the elevations too much in there, because you're going to mess up what you have coming down Woodland. And lo and behold, right to the water main again. So that was another delay. So, I mean, there's been numerous delays. Like I said, I don't want to make excuses, but I will tell you that probably 90 to 95% of delays have been utility related. Thankfully, we're out of the ground. Obviously all the concrete work is done. The utility pole and the S-curve, that took forever and a day to get that relocated, and they still put it in the wrong spot when they moved it. So that's why we had to redo some of the concrete around that area too, to try to get a passable lane in the sidewalk. Couple that all together, now here we are a year later, and hopefully within 2 weeks this project will be wrapping up and we can move on off of this one.
And is there any recourse that the town could recoup for such shoddy work? These people have jobs, and there are other people that don't have jobs that are probably more qualified for that. So it boggles my mind.
I got to tell you, Michelle, I deal with this not only in Huntington, I deal with this in other towns. It's a problem at least statewide. There's no doubt about it. I've had problems with north, with New Jersey American in a different district. That you have water main blow after water main blow after water main blow, and they just don't do anything about it. You're kind of at their mercy, and then if you try to fight them on it, you can spend thousands of litigation and time delays and everything else, and you might not get anywhere.
And there's
anywhere.
No other people to use.
No, they
you
own,
saw what
they
happened
own the systems.
You saw what happened at their treatment plant on Swimming River Road. They knew they had a problem after Irene. Waters went down, they failed to handle it. The other thing with the Highlands, the town of Highlands, was that was used to be the municipality owned that water plant.
Exactly.
So they didn't really, you can't, you got to blame them, but you can't really blame them 100% because they bought something that was existing and they didn't know what they had. You know, I know, I'm sure if they put the water facility in here, they would know what they had. So you, it's not just here. It's a construction site problem. Whether it's in a building, whether it's a road, whether it's an airport, a hospital, that's the nature of the beast. That's how it is.
So that's the long and short of it. Like I said, I understand it's a year later. Trust me, I want to, if you remember, those of you that attend a lot of these meetings, I sat here last fall and said, I want that road paved out by Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And here I am, I'm approaching the next Thanksgiving and I'm finally getting it done. So, you know, it's distressful on my end too. I understand what you've lived through. Like I said, give me a couple more weeks and hopefully everything will be behind us.
But Dale did his due diligence, and I kept on him the whole time to find out what was going on. Because I brought the project to Highland Avenue, so. But he did his job. It's just, we had problems.
Okay, and then the short-term rental housing, since Mr. Francie already addressed the rumor mill of the block. You want me to?
Short-term rental, what we did, we had an ad hoc committee formed just to look at the various, it's a big thing, whether we realize or not there are short-term rentals happening. We're trying to look from a borough perspective on what's the proper direction to go. We're not here to make decisions tonight. It's fact-finding, the white paper that you refer to, there's other information that's been provided contradictory to that, so we're trying to sort through all that. And really, one of the plans is to get a survey out to the residents, too. It's not an easy thing to say short-term rental yes or short-term rental no. We want to see if we can find a balance, make it work for the community, rather than take a sole position of, you know, some communities do put their heads in the sand and say, oh, we don't have that. But if you go on any rental site and pick any town in Monmouth County, I guarantee you can find that type of short-term rental. Some communities just aren't dealing with it, and some are a little bit more aggressively. So we want to try to find what's best for Highlands.
But the code enforcement load that short-term rentals will bring to the Highlands, we have to address that too. Because we have unmet code enforcement issues ourselves.
Yes.
All right? And so that's all part of the discussion. We are committed, I think, as the council, especially Mr. Redman, at this point, we're committed to increase the code enforcement efforts, code enforcement resources in town. Part-time right now is just not cutting it. It's not cutting it, and we're committed to making it different.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rich Wickander.
Yeah.
Wickander?
Wickander.
Wickander, I'm sorry, sir.
Flooding in Snug Harbor, Edmond?
Yes.
Today, when the rain stopped, I went out in the street with 16-inch boots on, and it came in the boots. That's how deep it was in the street. Now, this was not high tide, and the lagoon was lower than the water in the street.
That's correct.
The lagoon was lower.
Jones Creek was lower. I was there. I was down at the rec center, standing outside my truck when it was teeming out there. And there was not even that high water going out through the opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something that has to be addressed. I talked to Mr. Hill about it. Something has to be done with that creek. It has to be either most likely dredged out again with some problems with some soil, but that has to be a big thing that we have to do sooner than later.
Very quickly filled back in again.
Our county comes in and takes care of it.
One of the problems is they built this dam at the end of the creek where it goes out into the bay. It has that big scupper that's just rusted open, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take it out. Just take that whole wall out because that's why the soil is backing up behind it.
Well,
that has to be replaced.
It's there to stop the bay from coming in at high tide.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not doing that because the scupper's frozen open. Just take it out and let today's rain would have washed all that soil right out of the bay where it would have been if we hadn't built that wall. But the thing is, today's was not high tide today.
You're absolutely right.
Where all this water came into the street from?
It was coming down off the hills.
Yeah.
The biggest part of the flood program, and it's something that we have trouble communicating effectively, is that we're creating lateral drainage so that it gets water into the Snoke Harbor or into the Valley Street pumps. And so what you're dealing with is at that Waterwitch Bay corner, all right, the water can't get to Jones Creek. Can't get to Jones Creek yet. It will.
Well, I saw that they tore up Bay Ave along the park there and put in new sewers. They put in bigger pipes and more openings.
I don't think bigger pipes, no.
We did put larger pipes on Bay Avenue. We did. We couldn't go much bigger because everything is so shallow. They were 12 inches. They were back pitch. They were corroded. You put 14 by 23s in. We only added, it's 14 by 23. It's we added one inlet at Snug Harbor at the back of the creek because that pipe did a 90 there. So we basically eliminated the 90 and put another inlet there. Every other opening remained the same.
Yeah. So we haven't...
What was accomplished then by tearing up the street, putting all new sidewalks in and all that? What was the purpose of it?
Because the road itself needed to be resurfaced and the sidewalks needed to be repaired.
And the drainage wasn't sufficient within that area.
Remember
that the biggest thing is about the water that comes down, okay? It's not, it comes down from Route 36. It comes down from Monmouth Hills. All right? It all flows down through one hole that comes down Waterwitch Avenue, goes into a smaller vent, then all of a sudden it hits the Jones Creek, and it's backlogs for the amount of money. Did you walk up and ever see the creek? Were you on, did you drive around at all?
Yeah,
I was on Shore Drive watching the water gush over.
Yeah, from right over the sidewalk there.
Right over these abutments that are down there. They're 6 by 4 foot high that are coming over. It's, the water's flowing over top of it.
I know, it comes right down the street.
The problem is, it's very difficult. I live in Ocean Avenue. I was flooded out. I couldn't get down to my house either. I had to go through the parking lot in Havana and then drive down the wrong way on Ocean Avenue. Until we do something with Monmouth Hills, Route 36, and the state, you're going to have flooding if there's any major rains.
Is the TM Associates doing all this engineering and all this work? Is that what's doing it?
They did that. They did the Bay Avenue, yes.
They did that work, yes. It's done.
It was a couple of years back when they put new pipes from the brook between the park and the VFW walls.
Yes.
Right? And they put new pipes from there into the creek. They kind of go like that.
That wasn't a T&M job.
No, that wasn't. That was maybe a couple of years ago. That was before I got the
town. They're not big enough, apparently.
Well, what are you? There used to be a culvert there with metal plates on it, right? That went straight from creek to creek. You could pull the plates off and you could dig them out. You remember that? Don remembers that. I don't know if you do, Joe. You're probably not that old, but that's what you used to have there. For some reason, that was taken out, and a manhole was put in. And as you look at the water, I believe it's right on the right side of the creek. So the water comes shooting down into that manhole, which isn't big enough, and has to make a 90-degree turn and come out into the foot of that Jones Creek on that side. There's just not, there's too much volume and not enough size.
So
it should have went straight across the street.
I mean, this has nothing to do with Monmouth Hills.
Yes, it does.
Well, that's where the water comes from.
That's where the water comes from.
All right, the dirt comes in, open up the end, and it'll fall out.
But not exactly, because... Basically,
about applying that
yeah, but if you look at that creek when that water's coming across Bay Avenue, if you look down towards that bridge, that water's not really rushing. That water, the head pressure in that water drops way down, and that's why the sediment falls there.
It's I've been there in the policy about 3 years back where I couldn't even get into my street because the volume of water coming over at the end.
It was coming down the street on Snug Harbor. Right.
Yes,
but it wasn't screaming down through Jones Creek out. That water never runs hard down there.
Like I said, today it was deeper in the street than it was in the creek.
I agree with you.
I don't understand how.
And in a rain like this, not for nothing. You on Linden Avenue, Waterwitch Avenue, the water runs right across the tops of those catch basins. They draw some, but the water comes right across the top and runs down the street.
You have to wait till you
Yep, please.
One of the problems I saw today, because I went out there when the rain stopped and I raked away the debris from the rake right at the end of my driveway by the steps, right? And I'm looking over the bulkhead, and because the those tuckers on the creek side are rusted half open, well, the water going down the drain can't get out because this is blocked. We're not going to have to work like they did when I moved in, and it did work. take them off completely because that's slowing down the volume of water getting in there too.
I agree with you.
They should be put on and maintained.
Yeah.
No doubt. But
when basically, it's part of the program, though. They're going to be sealed off so that the only water gets into Jones Creek is what we want. So no water. We don't want water coming from Jones Creek out.
Into the...
Right. That wasn't today's problem. That's a whole other story.
Right.
I understand that, Rich. I really do.
But on the norm, that is the problem. The high tide is more
general.
Right. Because those flappers aren't checking that flow of water. They have
to. And it did work. When I first moved in here, you know, it worked. But no one maintained it. So if we're not going to maintain them, take them off completely because that water could have gone out faster from that sewer grate. This thing wasn't blocking.
We'll look into that, whether we can do that fairly simply.
You give me a chainsaw and I'll take that wall out. At the end of the block, I'm serious, that's what's keeping all that soil in there.
I'm not an engineer,
but you can see it.
Okay. We need to move on.
That means we're not going to do anything about it.
Mr. Terrence King, 11 Cedar.
What you just said is we're not going to do anything about it.
I didn't say that, but at this point, you're... No. What I'm saying is, at this point, that when we put in the pump station... It'll
be. Station would have gone any good today because the water was deeper in the street than it was in the creek. You put the pump in the creek, right?
I'm sorry?
You're putting the pump in the creek, right?
Yes, but
the water was deeper in the street.
The only thing is that the creek will be dredged deeper than it is right now.
Right.
When the pumping station gets put in. Okay? There'll be other things that will be put in position that will help the drainage. So we have to fix something now. We have to fix the scupper down the other end. We'll take a look at that and try to do it as soon as possible. Okay? I'm there with you. I know. Can we give you a time right now?
I've been there 14 years, and usually when my car is parked in the backyard, it's safe from these floods.
I've been down here.
The lowest spot on the block, you know, is my problem.
Mm-hmm.
The last parts room we got, and today, I got water in the car in the backyard.
I don't think we've had rains like that in a while. I mean, I really don't remember them. Four inches of rain.
14 years. Right?
4 inches of rain, and when I'm going to generate the records because at this point I have an interest in it myself. Terrence King, 11 Seadrift.
Yes.
I'm sorry, sir.
That's right. I was just going to speak to the short-term rental issue. Okay.
Yes.
My neighbors, I wanted to thank them for coming out. I think there were a bunch of issues that came up that were very good issues, and I was hoping that maybe we could expand the committee if we were going to meet again to include maybe some of the businesses in town, maybe some law enforcement or the attorneys, because there were some things that we obviously didn't have the answers to that were suggested concerning the parking and the background and that type of thing. And then, Michelle?
Yes.
My name is Terrence King. I live on Seabrook. As far as the code enforcement goes, I actually met with code enforcement again today. The eighth time to get my certificate of occupancy, and he told me that I'm actually the only person in town that cooperates with him because I had the short-term rental and it's an issue in town, and so I have to get my CBO every time I get a new occupant in there, whereas the regular landlords who rent for the long term only have to get one when they change a tenant, which could happen, you know. I think the law that exists now is it has to happen at least once every 3 years, even if the tenant doesn't change.
Correct.
So, it's definitely a burden on him, but I'm the only one that calls him back. I'm the only one that complies with anything that he asks. And, I mean, I pay for a license right now, too, just like we have a long-term license, too. And it would be a lot easier for me to rent long-term, to be honest with you. But I think that this could be something good for the town, and that's why we're pushing it forward, because I do believe that the people who come and stay on vacation for a week will go to local businesses. I know that they do, because I talk to them all the time. And they do. They go to restaurants, they support the town, they like it there. I think we should be proud of that, to be honest. And, you know, I mean, there are issues that need to be worked out, like parking and stuff like that. But I'm sure we can some sort of issue.
Okay, as soon as we get a hold of Frank, we will set up another meeting.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. King. Mona McCluskey.
I have some pictures, and I just talked a couple of minutes, but pictures to show you what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Do you live live on Slim Harbor also?
No.
I live on the corner of Marine Place and Woodwich Avenue.
Okay.
43 years. And I have never had what happened today. And you could say that it was 4 inches of rain or whatever, but this has never happened. And it's it seems to be...
Okay. No, we're just looking. I'm just...
Yeah, that's
not saying it's all red water. It's all running off a site or something.
However, in the 43 years that I've lived there, the only hurricane, or it was a hurricane, Hurricane Donna in 1960, and 92 was the Northeaster.
Correct.
That's the only time we got really, really flooded. But this happens quite often, and it seems to have happened since they fixed something on Bay Avenue or the streets or something. You're saying it's from Monmouth Hills?
Sure, I'm sorry.
I've been there for 43 years. I've lived right underneath Monmouth Hills. It never happened before. So there's something very wrong. And as you can see, it wasn't high tide. We still had 3 hours to go.
It was outgoing.
And the creek, Jones Creek, mm-hmm. as the gentleman said, had less water than we had. And Jones Creek was the one that you could look, and when you knew that you may have a little water in the street, if Jones Creek was filled to the top or over.
And I agree with you.
I think something definitely has to be done because it's never been this way.
We really are in violent agreement. I mean, at this point, something does have to get done.
But if you're waiting for the pump, when is that going to be? We can't keep doing this. People, you know, they're losing their cars. Two young people lost their cars on Snug Harbor. It came unexpectedly. But I've lived here, like I said, I've lived in the same place for 43 years, and it never happened like this.
Today was one of the worst.
Yeah, well, the creek should have had the water, not the streets. I'm sorry?
I've been here since 1957.
Okay.
Okay. I lived on the corner of Linden and Woodwich Avenue part of my life, and then I live on 7 Ocean Avenue for the last 37 years.
Right.
Okay. I guarantee you that I've never seen it this bad, but I have seen it where cascades coming down Woodwich and Linden Avenue, and I saw it today because I have pictures on my phone, okay? Never seen a flood. It looks like a river.
Yeah. Okay. It came down the road.
Like a river. But, right where the bank is.
Yeah. Okay, but we didn't have the water in Jones Creek, is what I'm saying.
The question
that
is,
should have the water to protect the residents. That's the whole reason we have the creek, isn't it? To go and
the
get the water out.
The creek needs to be dug out.
It needs to be dug out.
Frank, the mayor's working with the county to do that job.
But what she's saying, why didn't this board after saw cascading down the street go into Jones Creek? It didn't even get there. It doesn't matter that there's mud in the creek now. It didn't get there.
Right. It came across the catch basins.
Came right above.
It went over.
You can tell because at the fork of the road of Linden and Woodwich, the DPW was up there because the water came down so hard it split the layers of asphalt right there by the corner because it wasn't getting caught into catch basins. Was coming right across the top. It'd be interesting to see if Chris can get the rain logs from past, and you'll see. Today rained hard. I'm surprised we didn't have any banks come down or anything like that. You know.
But then that next thing actually the problem is starting up there. Right.
Yes.
But it's brown water. It's coming from someplace that's not improved. It's coming from Monmouth Hills. Maybe some of it's coming from the Quick Check job site. You know, we're getting a lot of, because if you look at her pictures, there's a plume of water in the river that would have the DEP in here to shut down what's going on.
Captain
Clamming, I wouldn't be surprised
Cove.
If that shut down tomorrow.
That's the one we're looking at. Captain Cove's Marina would be a great one you just showed us. That water's coming out of the lines that fill into Captain Cove's, out into the river. It's a reddish color. So if you take a look, that has to be coming from the... From the mountains,
right.
Not from the.
That is like when the water main broke on by the church.
Yeah,
that's what you got in the river. A red plume coming out. Came out on North Street.
What about the catch bases? Can't they be, whatever was done that was supposed to improve did not improve, it made things worse. So we're missing something, if, like you said, to dredge out of the Jones Creek and
That's one thing that's immediately has to be done. Okay. Take that into consideration. I'm going to talk to Mr. Hill today. We'll have to look into it ASAP.
I spoke with the mayor last night. He was going to call the
at this point, if the flapper valves, will just take off the flapper valves at that point because
they're not doing any good.
Correct.
They might as well. I wish you could replace them before they burst.
You should see if they could be put back into service first.
We tried that.
See if the
mayor and I did.
Thank you, Mr. McCarthy.
But we'll take care.
Dorothy DeVersi?
DeVehi.
I'm sorry.
The water was terrible. I've been living here for 37 years. The first time I ever saw brown mud like that bad, was when we had the Clone Fest. Then again today. But I was at my neighbor's because I couldn't get home. When I looked out the window of the creek, you can drain it all you want. There was only 3 feet of water in it. There was plenty of room for water to have filled it another 7 or 8 feet. Why wasn't the water going in? Why do we have to live like this and pay taxes? And every time I see someone pits in the road, I say, oh God, no, here we go again. Because it always gets worse, it never gets better. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you. John Devaney?
Yeah. I've been down there, that's my wife. Been down there 37 years. When I moved down there on the 20th of March, every once in a while, you'd get a little bit of water in the street. Every time the town did something, it got worse. We never got water down from Monmouth Hills because it used to go over to the side. The pipes came down and went that way, and the water went out. They put pipes in to take the water from Monmouth Beach, from Monmouth Hills. That's why some of it comes down. But all this water isn't coming from Monmouth Hills. Since they put them pipes in, the third time I almost lost my car. Today the water's coming up my stairs. That never happened except for hurricanes.
What pipes are you talking about that we put in?
The ones you just put on Bay Avenue. No. Since you put the pipes in on Bay Avenue, we're getting killed.
Seriously.
That water's coming down.
I hear you. I really do.
Like a river.
Wait a minute, isn't there?
Is that a coincidence?
Isn't there a basin up in the fork of the road at Linden and Washington that catch a settling pit like?
There was a settling chamber.
Settling chamber. We got to check and see if that's false. That might be.
You used to have the creek behind the bank going down. Remember that?
Right.
Anybody remember that? Mm-hmm. Water used to come down and go down that way. That doesn't go down that way anymore. It comes straight down. But lately, and for the last I don't know how many years now, it gets worse and worse. We only had problems with storms. We had 4 inches of rain 2 years ago. We didn't get this. It's like a swamp river. When you go down in Florida.
We've had 4 inches of rain. I grant you that. But it's 4 inches of rain in an hour is the issue.
4 inches of rain in an hour, I think it was 2 years ago.
Okay.
You can check your records on that. Okay.
I'm thinking there's something filled up.
The other night I come home, first the Clam Fest, we got killed. Then the other night, the rain, heavy rain, but not really that heavy. I come home about 11 o'clock, park my car, go in the house. There's some water in the street. 10 minutes later, I got to move my cars. So I'll tie everything in 10 minutes. And it's getting worse down there. And you're talking about like the flappers and the one by the bridge where you go across. Sadorsky used to go out and open and close that one. So the water didn't come in or the water went out. The water isn't going in the creek. It used to go in the creek up until you put the pipes in the Bay Avenue. Now the pipes are in the Bay Avenue.
I mean, is it possible that we've got a...
Those pipes are so small, and it's such a small area it takes care of. The pipes over there were backpitched and everything else before they were collapsed. I mean, you have more capacity actually underground now than you had at any other time before.
I mean, the residents are absolutely right at this point. Granted, we've had three.
The wood chips you're looking for? Come on down my yard. Everybody down there on the streets. Years ago, Snug Harbor didn't flood. Does anybody know about Snug Harbor?
How old?
How
long ago?
Maybe about 10 years ago. Just, you know, Snow Harbor gets like a river sometimes. And then the water comes across your station.
It's not from the, from the bay.
And the whole thing. That's not from the bay.
No, it's coming down the hill.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a change. There's a change.
The pipes are jammed up. The water doesn't go
there's
down.
There's a manhole right in the driveway.
I had it last couple of years in the snow. I have to get somebody down here from the town to clean out the snow in front of my house because I can't get out because there's a big puddle of water there, frozen ice there, and he has to clean the drain all the time. And the guy from town comes out and does it. But it gets worse and worse down there.
All right,
you know, you're saying Mamatills and all that. That's not the answer. And if it is Mamatills, why don't they do something about it? Why don't we do something about it? You got a lawyer there? Ask him if he could sue them.
I'll tell you what, it rained so hard today that the state was out shoveling out like a Volusian field there,
yeah,
and they never come out and do that. That's how much rain came down.
Well, yeah, we
and they were cleaning the sediment that came from Mamatills.
Like I'm saying now, since the Clam Fest, we killed worse.
I think there's a clog
somewhere. I try to get my cars out. I can't get my car out past recreation because the water was coming through. I'm out there today. The water's up to here on me, and it's just running across the river. And that never happened before.
Okay. Thank you, John. Brian Cobb, 11 Recreation.
Yes. I live in four people spoken here. I will not add everything I want to say, but I will add this one thing. It's gotten worse in the last 5 years. That creek has been silting up. You've got bulrushes growing in there. This spring, I asked one of the DPW guys, Wayne, why they were only digging out the creek, Jones Creek, culvert, park and not crossing Bay Ave and going into Snug Harbor, where the creek, you know, that dog leg, and then you've got the bulkhead there. He said that's county property. We can't do it. And there are bulrushes growing up there, and it's only been in the last 5 years that it's silted up like that. I mean, something's clearly wrong. And this is and the flooding. I've been in town 20 years. This flooding, this rain flooding, is new. Relatively new. It's not, as everyone else has said, it's not something we can live with.
It wasn't the bay one. It was new.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, and I appreciate compliment on Neil. You seem to have a handle on what's going on here. I suggest
well, I'm the pipe guy.
Listen to him and get TNM involved and resolve.
But I know Mr. Nolan is working with, who's the director out there?
Curly.
He's been in contact with him. What it is basically, Brian, is we don't have the manpower, the facilities, or the machinery to dig that ditch out. The Mosquito Commission would come in from, when I was mayor, I used to call Clifton. He was in charge of it. He would send his trucks down. They take it out, and they'd bring it somewhere down the borough hall. We'd dry it out, and then we'd ship it off someplace after it was tested. What we basically did was we ran a sweeper to clean up the droppings afterwards. But I know Frank's working on that. I know he spoke to somebody. Now he's going to the director.
And I will just say, we talked about flooding here. Corps of Engineers, all this. This clearly is the key flooding problem for most of my neighbors.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Cobb. Mr. Manrat.
Manrat, 268 Bayside Drive. On this flooding, before the Clam Fest, the town come out, Douglas Creek, Shore Drive. But when you go underneath Bay Avenue, there's a 90-degree turn to go into Jones's Creek. Because when they lined the thing up back in the 80s, they didn't line it up, so they put that elbow in there, the 90-degree turn. That's three-quarters full. But the town came down and dug out by VFW there. We had that heavy rainstorm. It filled right back up in that storm. So you can't say the town. That's coming from Mamatills. We've had that problem for years. But the creek, Jones's Creek, was always dug out 6 to 8 feet below the street level.
Is that concrete lined at the bottom?
No, no, it isn't.
It's not. It's not concrete lined. They put it back in the 80s. In the beginning of the 80s, they put the bulkhead in there. We did it. But that was always deeper. The flaps were always 3 feet above the dirt. So they were swing back and forth. Now, they just lowered Bay Avenue down. A lot of this dirt left today came from the backyard of the VFW because they lowered the sidewalk 8 inches. And my fence is going to fall down in the VFW because they lowered the street. First time in the history of Highlands where a flood area, we lowered the street. And the sidewalk is down. The sidewalk is salt water now. It's going to get chewed up. We're going to lose it. But Monmouth Hills is the problem, and probably up there at Quick Check, which is flood coming down. Normally, we don't get rain this bad, but it's really bad.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Manrick.
The other thing I want to talk to him about is Bayside Drive. You're going to pay Bayside Drive with Exxon from Marie Street to Matthew Street.
Correct.
Now, they ran the tractors up in front of my house in a big crane when they were working on the hill. And they damaged part of our street from Matthew Street to King Street. You're not going to pay that. Exxon should be paying that. They should be paying for it.
We'll take a look at
it. Yeah.
When you're in town one day.
Right? We'll take a look at that. Kelly Donegan, please. I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry for people who are having flooding. That is probably a harder issue than we're facing on Highland Avenue, but I am here to talk about Highland Avenue. I consider what just came up about restricting parking where I live with my child as a fundamental difference than what was proposed previously about the Highland Avenue project. And while I think we all appreciate the improvements to the road, this feels like something just out of the blue and very, very harmful to everybody on that road has small children. So if you're going to give up, if you're going to tell us we can't park across on the dry side and we can't park in front of our houses, then we will be walking in and around the S-curves to get to our houses from where we have to park. If this had been brought up at the beginning of the project, for example, for me, I would have asked for a double apron, but I don't have a double apron. There's just a single car, and there's two cars in my household. The other thing is, Highlands, without notice or without any legal proceedings, took 3 feet of my property where the pole is on the sharp S curve to ameliorate the sharpness of that curve. Well, but now there's not going to be any. What happened was they put the pole in the middle of the sidewalk, the new sidewalk you put in. So then they built the sidewalk back out and resharpened the curb. So 3 feet of my property is gone, and now we just have a really long sidewalk because the pole was right in the middle of it. So I lost 3 feet of my property. It did not ameliorate the problem with the curb, and now you're not going to let me park in front of my house.
Your house is the one next to the one that was raised?
Yes.
As you look at the one that was raised to the right? Okay.
Eddie's house. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Whose house?
Hetty.
I don't know Hetty.
Well, everybody knew Hetty because we
were. She was real old. She must have lived there when I was a kid then.
Yes, absolutely.
So, a few things. I mean, what I would ask for is, I see in here there's an ordinance to change parking in a different street. I would ask for public notice and an opportunity to be heard on that issue before a final decision is made. We're here because our neighbor sent us an email this morning. The other thing is, I would ask for the council to take a very least restrictive approach. If you could just paint the line so it hugs the other side of the road and see how it goes. Give it 6 months and reevaluate. I think all the people with children would really appreciate it because we do think it's a hazard. And then my other question is, if you're going to do this, am I allowed to just pull up on the sidewalk under my front yard? Is that what Highlands wants? Because there's no apron, there's no driveway, but I'm going to just pull up on the front yard then. There's nowhere for me to park. And
there was a driveway there, wasn't there?
It's a single driveway. And when you redid the sidewalks, I could have asked for a double apron, but I didn't know this was going to happen.
Yeah, we were giving them away.
I wish I had known, but it just came up this morning in an email.
Again, all right, we haven't committed to doing anything yet.
Well, we have noticed and an opportunity to be heard on that issue.
What we should do is we should finish the job and then we should meet up there one day with the chief.
I'm sorry?
And hammer that out.
Just bring up one thing as far as notice goes. This issue was brought up and it was a fairly big topic. I don't think I have my letter with me. This is before the Highland Avenue reconstruction even started. This was brought up before, and basically the whole issue was kind of put on the back burner because of the construction. But this was brought up extensively a few years ago.
Well, my understanding is,
matter of fact, in 2008, it was brought up extensively.
And I bought my house October.
Okay, I'm sorry, but and back then, myself and Mr. Bucko, we made many of these suggestions right now, including no parking back then. So it's not like, I know you just moved in, but it's not like we're hijacking you, because I made these recommendations 4 years ago.
Well, I understand your point that they were made here in a committee, but not on public notice.
Yes, well, no, they were made here. It was on the agenda.
If there's an ordinance affecting parking, there's notice of it. It has to be read at two separate meetings. Notice is published.
And would this be something that would be part of an ordinance?
It's not a notice that you're going to get sent to your house.
Right. No, I understand that. It would be in the newspaper.
All right, I'll just throw it out there since we did it before. We even broke ground on that. That one Saturday or so, we'll have to go up and we'll have to get there and talk about it.
I did just meet with Mr. Thorne, yes. Like I said, and we have extensive emails going back and forth, and like I said, it just did come up 4 years ago. And I know the public voice here for that.
And it's going to be more like I think Mayor Nolan said the other night at the public meeting. Nobody's going to be 100% happy. Okay, there is a crowd that's not happy. It might not be the crowd in your neighborhood, but those speed bumps are going on.
I know
the borough workers and the fire department are out against that. That's one of the things. So they're not going to be happy. But with the closeness of the street, the narrowness of that corner, I think something has to be done there. And it's not to hurt anybody. Your conspiracy theory, if it is what you have, is all wrong. You know, it's just something has to be done. Okay.
And why isn't it done throughout the town? Because we have that problem not only on Highland Avenue, but in other areas.
Absolutely.
They shouldn't be allowed to park outside of them.
Excuse me, one person at a time, and let's stick to the order. But Ms. Pizzullo, we're dealing with this issue right now.
Can I just make one final point?
Sure, you're on the hook.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
I would love to do the Saturday walk around. I think that would be great.
We'll make sure that gets... The residents get noticed about
once
that.
Once Dale finishes the job, we'll do something. Like we did the one time. We walked through
and
talked about it end to end.
Thank you.
Can I just ask something?
Please, Carol. Paul Oliveira, please.
Yes, Paul Oliveira, 14 Seadrift. And basically, I just want to talk about a few items. One is the biker gangs that are coming into town. We should definitely look at doing exactly what Middletown did, which is when they see them running through town with their colors, the officers stop them automatically, and it deterred their entire organization from even running through Middletown with their colors. And I know that's something also that they do in Newark a lot, so that should be something that we might take a look at. Because they're probably just trying to find towns where, you know, the cops won't harass them. So. Secondly, definitely talking about Captain Cove's marina. That's a huge issue. I know you guys are moving on fixing it. You've had a meeting. Everything's going well. My biggest concern, which is definitely your biggest concern too, is that the bulkheads are not going to be high enough. You know, if the water's coming down the hill, if we're draining water in, and we have a high tide, and we have a hurricane coming through, water is definitely going to come over, You know, everyone says that these bulkheads should be a lot taller. And, you know, the people that are renting those spots should be a little inconvenienced by dropping down a little bit more during low tide. You know, if that's an inconvenience they have to suffer so the town is safer, that should be something that's, you know.
It's private property, sir. We can't mandate that.
Sir, and just so you know, during our discussions for this past year with Captain's Cove, that was one of the things that the council brought up several times. But unfortunately, like Councilman Francis said, it is private property, and DEP said he could put back exactly what was there.
He's doing a repair. He's not doing a replacement. If he replaced the whole thing, he would probably have to elevate it.
Okay.
But I can tell you just through experience, when they put the iron one down on Marine Place, that was, no, you guys weren't here, that was chaos. Nobody wanted it that high. Everybody's glad it's that high. Thank you. Now, right, Mr. McCluskey, you remember down there. But that was wicked going through that.
As a frame of reference, his bulkhead is 8 feet, 6 inches elevation. The Marine Place bulkhead is 11 feet. We, at this point, I think only one storm, and that is the 92 nor'easter, exceeded elevation. The flood surge exceeded 9 feet. Water coming over the top of that bulkhead, really, it's never happened since I'm here.
No.
All right.
Not in the surge.
92. You'll get wave action, yes. All right. But that's different. Having green water come over that bulkhead is a very, very rare event.
And I'm glad you guys are moving on trying to fix it before any big storm. Because the last big farmer's moon that we had,
right?
Let me tell you, that water came very close to coming over. It was really high. That big red moon that we had.
Over, right. Over Washington
October
29th? Yes.
October 31st?
Yes.
Do you know just one thing about that, Captain Cove? He has a deadline of October 31st to have that everything completed.
Perfect.
I just want to let you know that, okay?
That's perfect. Thank you so much. And basically, just my last point is on the short-term rentals. I know some people are in favor, others are opposed. I'm one of the people that are opposed. Parking is an issue. Now I can see that parking is an issue throughout the entire town of Tyler. We made a suggestion in the past of doing maybe parking permits for the town. If you're going to do short-term rentals, it's going to cause a little bit more of an issue for a landlord now to have to get parking permits for everyone that's coming in. It's also revenue for the town. You know, every house should be afforded two parking permits, additional.
What do you do for people coming down on the weekends to the shore area that have family that are located on narrow streets that park? Well, can park really anywhere in town because it's basically law that you cannot cone or reserve a spot in front of your house.
Unless you have a driveway.
Unless you have a driveway, correct.
Actually, there's a state law against driveway. You can't even park a car.
Park in front of yours.
You could pass your towed, and it could be absolutely.
The problem we have in this town is that you get an influx on weekends.
And that's fine.
It's huge, and that's the biggest problem. On Monday morning, it's not bad. Friday night, you're not going to find a spot. I know that.
No, I understand. There's also a lot of abandoned vehicles just left in front of properties that should be taken a look at. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have stickers.
Well, at this point, if you know of a vehicle, call it in, please. I mean, it'll help us. It'll help you.
Not a problem. You know, just to finish off on the thing, the survey, I love the idea of surveying the whole town, putting it on monkey survey, and just getting that immediate feedback on whether or not it should go through. That's a perfect idea. You know, basically, also the fines of short-term rentals should be compatible to, you know, if someone's renting illegally and not abiding by the law, then there should be fines. If you don't curb your dog, that's a $250 fine. But if I don't get a permit, it's only like $50 or 80 bucks, whatever it is. It should be compatible.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to do the right thing about a home, I think that's more important than, you know, curbing your dog. The fine should be compatible.
Okay, thank you, Mr. O'Barr.
It's Olivera.
I'm sorry, sir. Kevin Armington, 330 Shore Drive.
Thank you. My comments are about the noise ordinance, which is something that I probably never would have thought about, except that a bar opens down very close to where I live, and now it's something that I'm very concerned about. So I'm glad to see that it's going to be a topic of an upcoming meeting. But in a word, it's intolerable. This bar supply that opened up.
It's a different one now. Okay.
It's an outdoor bar. It's changed the atmosphere of the beach in our complex, and more importantly, it's changed life at home. So, you know, it's an incredibly invasive thing. I really echo what this woman, this young woman said earlier. It's like having your neighbor's teenage kids have an outdoor graduation party that starts early in the afternoon and goes till 8 or 10 o'clock every Thursday through Sunday. And there's no escaping it. It's you either have to leave your home, or you're going to turn the TV on really loud, or put music on really loud, and still have music above it. You know, it sounds reasonable to say, okay, let these bars have music until 8 or 10 o'clock at night, but the volume is not reasonable. You know, I actually went over there one night and had a discussion with the manager. I said, can't you turn this down? You're going to sell the same number of drinks if you put the volume at half level. And she was very nice, but basically she said, we have the right to do this at 10 o'clock, so that's what you have to deal with. I don't think that their right to play music should supersede our right to have peace and quiet at home. There are three apartment complexes within hearing distance and of this park. Many people are upset, even though there are not a lot of people here tonight. Many people are very upset about this. And if it became a choice between letting them go until 8 or 10 o'clock at night or not letting them do it, I would definitely say they should not be allowed to do it, because they show that they're not willing to police themselves and have some respect for the community.
Thank you, sir.
When do they play music? Only on the weekends?
It starts on Thursday, early afternoon, and it goes till 8 o'clock on Thursdays. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it starts early in the afternoon and goes until 10, sometimes even later than that.
Okay.
That application for that expansion of license was kind of predicated on the fact they were servicing the ferry commuters as they got off the boat. And it seems to me it's way different than that. That is, it's a destination of its own. And
that's fine as long as it doesn't cause havoc in the whole community.
Well, I don't know. At this point, not in the way that it got presented.
That's a commercial piece of property that's had a liquor license there since before most of you people were in this town.
That's correct.
That's been there for a long time, and they played music there. I remember going there myself. Carolyn remembers it good.
You mean the Connors Farm?
The Connors. It's just a continuation of what was there, but it has to be controlled. No, the bottom line is that's handled through a liquor license renewal, basically, isn't it, Joe?
I'm not sure. Meyer?
My feeling is that they're not going to
comply, we don't do it. You can put conditions on it, there you go.
I would invite all the council members to come down to that area on the weekend to see what we're talking about, because it's not an exaggeration.
Okay. Mr. Meyer?
I'm Mr. Meyer, and I'm not going to repeat everything my friend Kevin just said, but I would like to offer an alternative to the two options that on the table. There was a difference between having outdoor music all the time and having none at all. And I'd like to suggest that you ban ongoing outdoor music so that people who have graduation parties or whatever can have their parties, but that there can't be any ongoing music day after day after day after day. It's torture.
Is the music down the playa a live band, or is it just...
Both.
Oh, it's both?
Yeah.
All right.
That's completely different, Rick, than what was presented to us. I understand. 32 Wider? Water. Water witch, I'm sorry.
Tom, come on.
Okay, Tom, I'm sorry. You need to improve your handwriting.
I get nervous spending over with a cop over there. First of all,
that didn't sound right.
Today because they're out there today cleaning the sewers, the drain pipes, the top of them off. So thank you. And second of all,
you get a bill for shoes tomorrow.
And I wanted to just add to the flooding. This is the first time the flooding actually came from Bay Avenue down Waterwich Avenue. It was a river. All right, it had to be a foot deep. I mean, it was a current. So I walked down there today, and nothing was going in Jones Creek like everybody was saying. It was going over the brick walls like that. So, and this only happened because, I'm guessing, and this is the second time with the flooding, with the new drain pipes down there. Something's clogged down that way. Something's going wrong. But okay. I just wanted to add to that. Plus, I need, the drains are clogged with the wood chips in it. The water is not going down. It took forever to go down today.
That could be a case.
I mean, they're cleaning the tops off, but the lines are clogged up.
But it drains.
We have to take a look at that. So obviously some change.
And the streets, I mean, even with the sweeper going down there, they're disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, that sweeper's not made to pull up 2 inches of mud.
I got that.
I don't know why guys try to do that. You say it was out, it was in the shop, and it was out again. Well, why?
Yeah,
because that's not what it's made for.
But like I said, a year ago, I brought up like fire trucks use the hoses to hose the streets down. Maybe we can do something like that, too.
The only thing is, when you hose it down, it goes right back into the drains.
I understand that. We have to clean the drains because it's bad. I mean,
they tried it a few times.
Today was the day that you couldn't even move your car.
Okay. We have to move on. Mike Galvin, please. Not here. Lori Dibble.
She just left.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Mr. O'Neill. Second by Mr. Francie. Mr. Redmond.
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Francie. Meeting adjourned.